views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I've been featuring different energy workers on my radio show. This is what I've been using as a vehicle so that people can have that experience of phoning in and just feeling what it, how great it feels like to just let go of things that are bothering you and do it really, really quickly. And I've been very fortunate. I've traveled around the world and met some really, really cool people. If you would like to call in on today's show, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite guests today, Mark Kettenbach, and he is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's also a UN method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, co-founder of N2H, nice to have, and Boosting Intentions Format. He is the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and Mark considers himself a New Age shaman, and his style of teaching seminars reminds people of stand-up comedy. He likes the idea of having fun while learning, and I can vouch for that. Mark and I co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars this year, and we have been having fun sharing those seminars with people in Germany, England, and Canada so far. And Mark has a really unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering. He wants each and every one of us to find our passion in life. And he claims we do voodoo, and I'm starting to believe him. Are you there, Mark?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am. Thank you very much for this beautiful and loving introduction. I'll love this on your show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you on. We always get a lot of shifting done. And I just wanted to say before we get started, I wanted to thank everyone. It was my birthday on Monday, and I've had so many people contact me. Yeah, like I've been having everybody wishing me a happy day. I decided to have a happy week.
Yeah, right. How about a happy year?
Yeah, and then I figured why not just extend that? You know, every day can be a beautiful day. And so, but I just wanted to thank everyone for, you know, that's been connecting with me on, well, I've got the Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette and Energetic Upgrade, and also on my personal Facebook page. I really appreciate your kind thoughts and just wanted to say thank you to everyone. And I'd like to just say, how are you doing, Mark? What's going on with you?
Well, thank you very much. Well, by the way, it was a pity I could not really like join in the party, but I was there mentally, so to speak.
I could feel. And, go ahead.
What I'm doing right now is I'm writing a new book for N2H, the nice to have format. I've kind of like came up with something so we can squeeze the whole DVD into even more, focus it more, so it's way easier to do. And hopefully it'll be out in January or February next year. And I'm writing on that right now. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And after that, I'm going to start my own book. Like the N2H format is something I do with Uli Kiesig together. And after that comes something out, which just I wrote, where I put martial arts into terms, my 30-year-something experience, and pull that over into the energetic world. How can you apply that energetically and work with that, and that's going to be interesting. Speaking of books, Colette, I know that you're about to finish yours, right?
It's been a process. You know, the thing is about writing books is that you have to think. And, you know, and I prefer, like, to feel. But if you're going to write a book, you need to be able to put it into words that people can logically string together.
Yeah, so, that's true. Otherwise, they're kind of like disappointed if they have only pictures in there, right?
Right. But I've been working on this book for
a little... But I've stuff like that before where they only had pictures. I admit it.
Yeah. Hey, simple is good, too. I'm almost done. I figure about one more month and I'll have it finished and be in the editing process. So I'm really happy.
I want to have it translated into German. I want to have it out here as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm feeling really happy about it because, as I said, I've been working on it for a little over a year now, like, you know, every day when I'm not busy doing other things. And it's, you know, like feeling like, oh, I can see that, you know, it's almost done now. And it cool. feels really, really good. Yeah. And you know, I wanted to say to the people listening in, we already do have a caller on the line, but I just would like Mark just share with people a little bit. And when we come back from the break, we'll take the first caller. But okay. And I just wanted to let people know again that the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. And you know, Mark, tell us, like, we wanted to share with people some ideas about, you know, if you're going to think, make sure that you use your mind effectively. So
yes. Okay, you know, sure.
Tell us a bit about that.
Oh yeah, I'd love to. It helps a lot if you picture your mind as a servant. Mine wears a tuxedo and has his white hand gloves, and it's there to serve me, meaning I'll give out the orders, my mind kind of goes for it. A lot of people have this mixed up, and they ask kind of with their mind for help, and then the mind starts to sabotage them, what they don't actually need or need them in their life. It doesn't help. But a good thing you can do, and I want to share this today with people, is there we have something like a brain coding. Every time we experience something, the brain starts to put it somewhere and hooks it to an emotion. And every time we remember ourselves about that instant, the emotions come back up. But when we remember what happened, it is not about the content anymore that shoots or triggers the emotion. It's more the way our brain did code the picture or the movie that happened. Meaning, everybody who's listening right now can now, if they want to, remember something in their life they didn't like. And they will realize it's a picture or a short movie. And if you pay closer attention, you will see that picture is maybe round or it's triangle or it's square. It might have a fence around it or not. It could be black and white. It could be colorful. Doesn't matter how it is. Just find out where it is and where in where you are that your brain's store it. It could be a meter in front of you or more than that. It could be color, black and white. But if it's something you don't like, the magic thing is go and shrink it. Fast, shrink it and push it out. The faster you shrink it and push it out, the less the emotion will be triggered. When we come back from the break, I will pick it up from there and give just a little bit more advice how to do it. And that's a good way for people if they are the ones who try to remember themselves over and over again about something they don't like, how to get rid of it. Because thinking about what happened doesn't help. Because as we know from memorizing stuff, the more we think about it, the better we memorize it. So that's
absolutely
productive.
Okay, you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. When we return, Mark is going to finish telling us about shrinking you know, things that are bothering us and putting what we want in our life. And we will take the first callers and make some shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And Mark, if you would just share your contact information with everyone before we get going, I just don't want to forget. And also let us know about the link to your Boosting Intentions book.
Sure. I'm very good at that. www.mark, M-A-R-C, then my last name, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. And by the way, on December the 6th, we call it here St. Nicholas Day, and there will be a special offer for one day for the Boosting Intention ebook. It's in English. You get it on Amazon Kindle, and it usually costs around $13 or something, I think U.S. dollars, and it will be down to $4.99 that day. That's
cool.
December the 6th. You might want to buy it, and our only request is if you buy it that cheap, for this amazing cool book, then it would be very nice if you go and rate it on Amazon. If you like it, if not, you can still rate it. We're happy for that. Of course, we're more happy if you actually like it because you want to put out something that people like and get the buzz going, right? That's the idea.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with everyone.
Thank you for letting me share it.
We have a couple of callers already waiting on the line that I'd like to get to. If anyone else wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Our first caller is Elizabeth from San Diego. Are you there, Elizabeth?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi, Elizabeth.
I could
How
hear
are you.
You
this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome. What can Mark and I do for you today?
I'm hoping to get a little help for my little niece, who is 10. And about a couple months ago, she started having very severe depression and anxiety and panic attacks, intermittent. And a couple weeks into that, she was diagnosed with celiac disease, and they call it celiac crisis, that she's in a very acute...
Yikes. Okay, what's your niece's name?
Sophia.
Okay, Sophia. Interesting. I just met a really beautiful Sophia on Monday night.
How old is she again?
She just turned 10, Mark.
10, okay.
She's 10. She's almost 11. She'll be 11 soon.
When is her birthday?
December 16th.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. there's a lot of numbers coming up week here for this little one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting because first and foremost, what comes up is that whenever you are working energetically with people, sometimes it'll come up, there's karma here. And I right away got like, just because the Sophia, and I just said, I just met a really beautiful Sophia on Monday night. And also December 16th is particularly, it sticks out in my life also. So I just want to clear the energy around December 16th. December 16th would have been my 25th wedding anniversary this year. And it just came up right away, like, got to clear that before I can work on this. Mark, what are you getting?
Yeah, I'm picking up. I'm sticking with numbers, too. She's 10 right now. If you add that, that's a 1. She's pretty weak for ones, right? But she kind of adapted to the number 10. Turning 11 is even 2 ones. That's too much. And if you add it, you're going to get to a 2. And in second place, she's even weaker than on first place. So long speech. Let's correct that. So she's strong to the number, strong of turning 20, because she jumps energetically to 19 right away. So let's get her off that. Then she's afraid of...
It's like she wants to skip her entire teenage years.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm about to say. She's afraid of skipping her teenage years. Make her strong like that. Then what's in where are you from, San Diego? When do the new school classes start? Is that also October or something?
Yes, and interesting. She's actually in Oregon and started a new school in September.
Okay, on September.
You know, I don't know. I don't live close enough to...
Okay, that's week 2. She got a lot of karma with the people in her school and with the main teacher, so to speak. And let's get rid of that.
It's like really weakening her external boundaries. And I'm seeing like, you know, the celiac thing, like the grains, you know, the gluten, all of those things. It's more like karma with farmers. And she's in Oregon.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we just want to, all agricultural experiences. What does her dad do for a living?
He's a teacher, high school teacher.
Oh, there we go. Okay. there's coming a weakness, a major weakness from the dad for being a teacher and a teacher of teenagers.
Okay.
Okay, and when I say that, I just want to also say that when we say there's karma, it's really, really, really normal for people to have karma with their parents. It's not a judgment in any way, shape, or form. It's not good or bad. It just is, and we can clear it and then allow that to be let go of. And so I want to really point that out to everybody listening in, that there's no judgment whatsoever here. It's Mark and I are following energetic weaknesses that are coming up so that we can move this girl into a better place quickly here.
Yeah.
And crisis is coming up as a weakness for her also.
I also get her stomach in terms of digestion and digesting and breaking up stuff. Mm-hmm. Breaking up the root of the problem is something she doesn't want to or is weak to. Therefore, grains and stuff, you know, against the grain, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's against the grain and cracking the hull is what I saw. You know, having like the outside of her body cracked. Mm-hmm. Like she's putting up barriers right now because she's very sensitive to the energy coming in. And so a lot of the external forces from did they actually move?
Yeah, that was my question too. Did they move there?
Did they move to a new state or a new city as well as a new school, or is it just a new school?
Just a new school.
Okay.
But was she born up there?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. No, she was born in the L.A. area.
Mm.
Okay.
And she prefers L.A.
She's not rooted anymore, okay? Mm-mm.
Yeah, she prefers L.A.
Yeah, and that's why she kind of like feels disconnected.
Yeah,
on some level.
And she,
leads to a disconnection to her body, and it's more like on the cell level, and the cell level is disconnected to 38% to the lymphatic system. So a lot of stuff gets stuffed up there, and grain and milk and foods like this kind of like support the being stuffy part. So let's get her like neutral to that, and let's place a black hole to all the cells, and get through the white hole a lot of oxygen in there and other stuff that the cell has been needing.
I'm getting also that any glucose that she takes in, we want to strengthen that to go to the mitochondria of the cells, mm-hmm. so that her energy level, like in her entire body, starts cranking up here.
Yeah,
It's like she's got more coming out of her than going in right, or more going in than coming out of her right now. Yeah,
that's true.
And it's mm-hmm. and it's like dough, like you can almost see. And so there's some financial stuff coming up, like bread, dough, you know, those kinds of things. So we're just going to strengthen that, making bread, not making bread. There's some religious experiences coming up around that. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that.
She just lost her last grandparent.
If you think about her again, is it the same or different?
I'm actually feeling a little emotional thinking about her, but it's
good.
A relief.
Good.
Yeah, cut it out. Let it. What we call a sentimental sadness, like that's a sadness triggered by that stuff's going to go. But for your subconscious, it's still a loss. So that's why people kind of sentimental.
And it's good that it's a really good sign that you're having this emotional response. It's kind of unexpected for you because you didn't expect to be crying, you know, letting go in this way. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. You know, what we're going to do is just keep you on the line. If you want to stay on through the break, Mark and I will continue to shift your niece, because I feel like there's a little bit more that we could do here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it would be great if you, you know, once we do that, if you email me, and anyone can email me at thetruthisfunny, Colette at thetruthisfunny.com, and just let me know how, you know, like what has changed since we've been working on her. Sometimes I'm just getting right now that your niece is shifting quite a bit here. We want to strengthen that. We want to strengthen that she could let go of this very quickly and easily and efficiently. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for the better. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to talk with Elizabeth some more and make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. And I have Mark Kittenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Just before the break, Mark and I were connecting here with Elizabeth from San Diego, and we were clearing some energy for her young niece, Sophia. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
What's going on for you right now?
Well, thinking of her, it's like I have this image of her in her bed. She actually was admitted to the hospital a couple days ago. It's that, mm-hmm. And I see her lying in her bed crying, but it's a different feeling of crying. Like she's crying with some relief and just sort of.
There we go. Is she your niece on the mother's or the father's side?
The father's side.
Yeah, this is really a lot of karma is being cleared right now. I could feel that I'm running up and down my body right now. So we're just going to strengthen that this could shift to better really, really quickly. You know, about 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine, her mom ended up in the hospital and they thought for sure she had a heart attack. And it didn't test strong that it was a heart attack. And then the heart attack was like, oh, they said she had a heart attack. And then, no, she didn't have a heart attack. And then they said, oh, she had kidney failure. And then they said, no, now she doesn't have kidney failure either. And so the diagnosis just kept changing very quickly within 2 days. And in 2 days, she was released. And they said they couldn't find anything wrong with her. And so we can clear these, you know, energetically when we clear these things, the underlying reasons, quite often people can just, it's almost like they shift into a place where the problem never happened. Mark, where are you with this?
Well, I'm clearing energies around the hospital, around her parents, like we talked in the break, and mm-hmm. that she's not has to be in a hospital to get them both there or get more of their attention, make it strong of not needing this. And I'm thinking, well, pretty good here.
It feels a lot calmer, a lot better. How are you feeling, Elizabeth?
I'm feeling better. I mean, I just felt better knowing I was on the line with you, and did want to just quickly mention she had lost her last grandparent, her mom's mom, end of September, and seemed to be very upset that she had no more grandparents. So I don't know if there's anything left
okay.
there.
Okay, and that was on the mom's side?
On the
right
mom's
around
side,
the same time she was starting school?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a connection between that. Let's break this up and make it stronger. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That feels more complete now. And see, this is really interesting for anyone that's listening in right now, that you'll notice, like Elizabeth, that things are just popping into your mind now.
Uh-huh.
And that you're seeing different things, and that's your intuition speaking to you and telling you basically what's wrong.
Yeah.
And so, or, you know, not so much right and wrong, but what she's weak energetically to. And so this is really cool. We just strengthen that let's put you, Elizabeth, seeing that you're called in, let's put you on automatic here, that every time you have a thought about her, that you could feel your spine, feel her spine, feel everything in your heart that you would, you know, that would be wonderful for her. And let's put that out to her and strengthen that every time you have a thought about her, you'll automatically strengthen her and her parents, and that it'll just automatically continue to shift this. How does
Great.
That feel?
Yeah, and good. And I was feeling just also letting go of, like, not be codependent. Just let, you know, like, love them, but also let go too that it's I can't make something happen. You know, and they're okay. You know,
yes.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't want to
hang on.
Love your business,
love them.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good.
It
doesn't help. See, if you think about her suffering or not being good, you make it worse, actually. So what you want to do now is every time you think about her, picture her that she's getting well, that she's playing, picture her spine, as Colette said, strengthen that. That then really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Mark, you could just share with Elizabeth, like, too, because you would be, you know, talking about shrinking and putting the picture in and out.
There we go. So if you ever catch yourself again thinking about her being miserable or not feeling good, okay, you grab that picture in your head and you push it out into the universe and you make it very small, like a little dot that's blinking white and black until you can't see anything in there anymore. It's super small. And you do this until 6 to 10 times very fast, out and very small, out, very small blinking. And you do this 6 times, 10 times, and then you remind yourself of something totally different. Maybe you ask yourself, what did I eat yesterday for lunch? To do a state break. And after that, you just go back and think about it again, and you will see that it's different then. It doesn't attach that much anymore. Oh, Judy is back, by the way. Colette.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. All right. So, Elizabeth, thank you for calling in. And, you know, feel free to connect with me or Mark and just let us know how your niece is doing. She feels way
thank
stronger
so,
now.
Yeah, she does.
Thanks so much.
Okay, very bye-bye. Bye-bye. We have Jody on the line from Vancouver. Jody, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, you two.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Good.
And happy birthday.
I'm having
belatedly.
A birthday week. So I've been having way too much fun.
You know, it's like some people take a sabbatical year, you should take a birthday year.
Yeah, there you go. It's fun. Jody, what can we do for you?
Just feeling very, very stressed today to the point of overwhelm. So
okay.
Any
take a deep breath.
Listening would help me out today.
Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I'm getting, first and foremost, you're forgetting to breathe.
Oh.
Okay. And so you want, breathing will happen automatically. But sometimes what happens is people get really uptight and they hold their breath, and it just makes everything feel more intense. And so just breathe.
to get a baseline, right?
I would like to get a baseline from her. And so, and if you can let us know, I'm getting you're in overwhelm. You have a lot of things bothering you. But when you really get in touch with it now that you took a deep breath, what is the number one bother? And how much is it bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10?
Work and 7.8.
7.8, okay, not one of those. Oh, my God.
Do you think maybe she's got a problem with being too exact?
Could be, right? Just like smell a little bit perfectionism.
Is that a problem?
Just a little bit, though.
Just like a little bit. Okay.
Just 7.8.
Yeah, right.
Give or take a 16th of a point or two.
Okay, let's make her strong to her dad. Being judged, not being judged, being observed, not being observed, doing it right for daddy, not doing it right for daddy, right? All that. And take it down to zero and fill her heart with the natural love she can have for herself, for her dad, and also the dad for himself, for her, and put all these meant to be good in just into good. Okay. How about now, Jody? If you think about work again, where are we at?
Five.
Okay,
because your work is actually strong. It's more your relationships around work that are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Basically, though, everything boils down to relationships, doesn't it, Mark?
Yep, it does. That's why we do a lot of relationship rescues.
For seminars. They almost kill us.
Too, so. In Vancouver. Lucky you.
There we go. So we're just going to strengthen that. That, you know, the reason why. Yeah, the reason why relationships are why we're saying it's so important is because the relationship you have with yourself pretty much determines every relationship that you have with other people, with your career, with your friends and family,
money,
where you live, all of these things. And so we want to strengthen that for you, that getting that, what's coming up for me right now is that you really, really are beating up on yourself right now. Did you make a mistake somehow? It's coming up making a mistake and now you have to pay for it.
More like not getting where I wanted to be when I want to be, maybe. Like, not at the point I would like to be at.
Okay. So it's coming up expectations.
So not fulfilling your own expectations, yeah. Right?
Yes.
That's also a weakness between your male and your female side, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're having this female side nagging on the male side not to fulfill what has been promised on the inside, so to speak.
Okay, so we want to, it's almost like your male side and your female side are pissed off with each other and they want to have a separation and get divorced now.
Yeah,
that feels right, yeah.
And so it's kind of like you're fighting, you know, your masculine and your feminine energies are fighting with each other. And so it's like, I just see a lot of clashing. And I'm also getting that it almost feels like it's happening inside your head. Like it's more on a mental level, like symbols coming together. So every thought that you have, it's kind of like it puts a discordant energy in your head. And so it's almost like you, it's coming up torturous experiences of, you know, being forced to listen to things that you don't want to listen to. So I'm just going to work on that a little bit. And we have to take a quick break here right away. So if you hang on during the break, Mark and I will continue to shift some of this energy for you and we'll get back in touch with you and see how you're feeling. This is Colette Marie Steffen and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guests today, Mark Kettenbach and myself, are clearing energy for people that are calling in and we will be right back and make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach from Germany, and we've been joining forces with each other today, clearing energy. We do have Jody on the line, and we were working on some issues that she had with her career. It's coming up with work is how she said it. So let's just check in with Jody. Jody, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
How is it feeling now?
It's like I went on. It's like I went on an entire emotional voyage during that break. Very interesting.
All right,
and I feel.
So,
I feel a lot
break,
more relieved.
You were saying
now.
That you were feeling like about a five.
Yes, and I would say going into the break, it was maybe 3.3 is what I was thinking, and now I'm probably at a somewhere in the one range, 1 to 2.
Okay. I'm getting that you're actually really close to zero, but it's just that there's a lot of shift happening very quickly here. We're just going to strengthen you to that things could happen really quickly for you. That's kind of part of what we were working on, right, Mark?
Yep, that is true. May I ask you, are you married or having a partner right now?
No.
Okay. So there's a little bit of a weakness around all
just
that.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Let's make you strong and make you strong to letting go of your expectations, like the big ass subconscious list that's kind of like there who kind of evaluates a 7.23 on that scale and that and this, right? That's you not be too precise how the guy has to be, because then you cut off all the great surprises that could show up with the right person. You don't even have to find yet how it's going to be or look like. And let give your world room and space for like doing the best for you. So let's make you strong in that, connecting your heart field to that, spin it out there, getting the coherence going, and put some geometrical shape in there and boost it out. And let's strengthen all that. Ooh, all right.
Yeah, that feels quite a bit different to me now. How are you feeling, Jody?
Wow, very relieved.
Okay.
Thank you, very relieved.
Awesome. Good.
It's very important, like we said on the seminars too, it is good to find the weaknesses and get rid of those, but then you want to incorporate stuff you do want to, right? And put energy behind that, and you put holy geometry in, and spin out what you want so that you attract what like where your journey wants to go. Cool.
Yeah, that feels way, way better. Thank you for calling in, Jody.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, Mark, that was awesome. Like that's what I talk about when people feel that instant relief.
Yeah, I love it when they do so. That's the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like the mind just is gone, and you go blank, and it's just like, oh, were we talking about something? Did I have a bother?
Did that ever bother me? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You just made it up.
Yeah, and that's always fun, like when things shift really quickly like that. And, you know, what we're doing here is we're peeling layers away. Sometimes people have like that instantaneous relief feeling. And sometimes the relief comes a little bit more like in layers. And so whichever way, you know, I've learned from experience that as a practitioner of energy work, you have to be very neutral to the result so that you allow the person to kind of travel at the pace that they're able to travel at. And that just understanding that there's imperfection is perfect.
Yeah, that's true. So true. Yeah. And I can tell you, after all these clients I have like worked with and all the years of doing stuff like that, I'm still amazed how fast sometimes stuff changes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is something we probably living in a certain system are still having always these, like, I can't believe it. But it's good to have those moments because they reinforce. And let's make everybody listening strong to that they really see the beauty of stuff that changes. Because a lot of times, if something actually changes, we're already occupied with the next problem. And
yes.
We don't appreciate it. And therefore, we don't get to that point where we realize that we are really, really steering our reality.
Yeah, and this is really important that you mentioned that. And let's just strengthen that for everybody, you know. You know, it is the holiday season coming up. You know, you and I are going to be hosting Dr. Pat's radio show on Transformation Talk Radio on December 31st on New Year's.
Yeah, right. We do on New Year's Eve. You can
hear at 10 o'clock Pacific time. In
which
the morning.
Is 7
in the morning.
Time.
Yeah, and so that will be a great way to get ready for the new year. And, and the holiday season, they call it the holiday season, but really most people are running around and trying to make things perfect more than ever during the holiday season. I don't know what they call it a holiday season, but there seems to be a lot more work around the holiday season.
Yeah, so, that is true.
Yeah.
Also, keep in mind that if you choose before, it is way easier for the world to react. So what I'm meaning is now is the time to picture the way you want to have or experience your Christmas. If it's already starting to go bad at the 24th, then it's harder to change it, okay? So grab it now and have a feeling of thankfulness and picturing how you want it to go, how smooth it is, and it's way easier to direct it in the way you want it. And not going, oh my God, Chris is going to come up, oh, I'm going to see my aunt, I hate her, I don't want to see her. And then all of a sudden, it's all not going to be the way you want it. Of course not, right?
Yeah, and so this is like really cool because when people get in touch with that, you know, it is a major stress for people. What people call stress is you know, and this is like common for people like Jody, who called in and just feeling kind of like alone at Christmas and like not having a partner, and you're supposed to, and everybody else does, and you're still not married or whatever, and you don't have kids yet, and, you know, all of these things.
And this and that and blah, blah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so a lot of times people, I have noticed over the years that people use Christmas as kind of like a measuring stick for how they're doing in their life. And people get together every Christmas and then they measure, you know, do you measure up or not? You know, who has a better life? It can be really competitive at Christmas.
Plus, they all put up the same valuations for Christmas. It's all about, do you have a family? Do you have a partner? Do you have kids? Even though they, most of the times during the year, don't even want to have a partner because they like to change it. They don't want a kid yet. But on Christmas, all this, all of a sudden, is the magic scale to compare yourself to. And comparison never leads to anything. That's like the worst thing people can do.
Yeah, it's more, especially if there's judgment and criticism attached. If you're comparing just your results, like, so that you get better, that's
different.
Not,
that's
yeah, that's different. Yeah. So, but if you're judging yourself, that is really harsh. You know, it's hard to believe, but we're pretty much running low on time here for this radio show. I just wanted to thank you, Mark, for, you know, being on the show, and also for the people that called in, for calling in. And do you want to just share quickly your contact information again, Mark?
Sure. Thank you very much for having me, Colette. It's www.markkettenbach.com. And on the 6th of December, Boosting Intentions on Kindle Amazon will be down to $4.99 instead of 13 something. Grab it and please rate it on Amazon.
Awesome.
The buzz going, and that will be nice.
Awesome. And as always, people can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and also at energeticupgrade.com. And we will be posting the new dates for our seminars soon.
Sure.
And on
Seminar Tour 2015, and it's nothing compared to see people live. That's like the best thing there is. So make sure you be there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be back next Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeos Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeos Cafe website. Try this oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. Marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill, grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate, romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.